This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Put him up. No, don't put him up. Bring him down. Nobody has to fight anybody today. Enough. This is the day where you just let it all go. Let go, let God, you know, that concept. But a lot of people are very attached to the outcome of what happens today, y'all. And I know, I understand why. Election day, crucial time. You're picking the minions who are going to replace the minions that are already there, or maybe keep some of the minions in there that will continue to run up your debt, that will continue to enslave your children, your chitlins, and your grandchitlins to a debt that will never be repaid. Oh, you know what? I just blew it. The whole show is gone off the rails already, because rather than giving you the uplifting, happy message, all will be well, which it will be in the end, I've gone right into the tanker of those who believe that voting, if it could change anything, they would outlaw it. Now, the one interesting thing about today's show, it's only one interesting thing. There's nothing else that's going to be interesting other than this. Is that maybe Richard Pan gets voted out of the 6th District in Sacramento, California. That I'm intrigued by, just because of the evil he has visited on the children of California. But our message is still, get out of California while you can. Because even if we get Eric Frame in there, y'all do it, that'd be great. Is it going to transform the Democrats into a party there that dominates the California culture into suddenly a party that honors the family, that says, moms and dads, you have the ultimate authority over what medical treatment you do or do not do for your child. And that would allow for the freedom to say no, not only to vaccinations, but chemotherapy, right? That might be the first state to actually do that. It wouldn't be just a California thing, which would be awesome. But here we go as we launch into today's episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll let you know Jeffrey Jackson, our intrepid reporter out there in the field, is going to be reporting to us probably a little bit next hour on, you know, if there's any indication Pan is out of there or not. I don't know. But first and foremost, before we get into the other health topics, we do have to do a little political healing today, because it is, for those of you listening live, Election Day in America. The midterms, as they call it. Hashtag midterms 2018. There's an exclusive poll by Axios, which is, I guess, is this like a very famous polling data kind of place that every time it's election season they come out with stuff? Like who will win, who will lose, or is this just a generic, I don't know.
Axios is, it's a website, it's like a news website that was founded by Politico's former chief White House correspondent. Okay. So it's kind of like a Politico, you know, type website type deal.
All right. Well, yeah. The headline for us reads that there's an exclusive poll that they did that only half of you have faith in democracy.
Yeah, I did the sound effect you for did, you.
Thank you. I didn't have the sound effect ready. I'm like, you should also have the da da da. I mean, because
right.
You know, I'm like, what is wrong with the half of the people out there that have faith in democracy? What is wrong with it? It's 51%, in fact. 51%. What is your view of American democracy?
Robert, now some people are listening to you right now thinking, God, how unpatriotic are you? Aren't you supposed to have faith in democracy? Right? Democracy Now!
Pardon me, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now, my aspirin. There is nowhere in the founding documents of this great land, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and any of its amendments, that makes claim that this is or should be a democracy. This is an important distinction, y'all, because if 51% have no faith in democracy, or only 51% have, that means 49% have figured it out, which is really a high percentage point, at least.
Or so you're saying it's a good thing.
It's trending the right way, although I would like to see a majority of people would go, democracy? We're not a democracy. That would be cool. Then we know we're onto something. Where like people are going, you know what? The form of government that we have matters. Knowing what the form of government that we have is important. And if you continue to pretend that we are a democracy, and of course it's parroted by Republicans as well, despite the name Republican, and that is the form of government that we were endowed with, so to speak, by our founding documents. The Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government. You may be voting in a Democratic election, for instance, for like the Senator Pan versus Eric Frain. You one vote, in theory, as long as there are no aliens voting, illegal, or outer space. You have one vote, and that 51 to 49, whatever that would be in a two-person race, would determine who wins. Okay? But that's to represent you on the state level to the federal government, the people's house, the House of Representatives. But, of course, that's not that issue now, because that's another thing, that district. This district is within the state of California. Just a district, a Senate District 6 in Sacramento, and you get to vote on that if you're in the district. Or if you're an illegal alien and they welcome you in California, you can vote too, perhaps. Or maybe if you're dead, like they did in Chicago, you could vote there too. But, of course, that, yes, there are democratic principles in a sense that there's a voting that's going on. But, remember, you don't get to vote for president. You think you do, you vote for electors. Right? The Electoral College. The Senate, the United States Senate, that's all monkeyed up because they said, well, we would rather have the American people in each state pick the senators instead of the state legislatures. And that screwed it up because then the states no longer had representation within the compact of the several states and the people. The people's house, the state's house, and the federal government level. Okay? So we've got it all messed up in terms of what form of government we have. So if we got 51%, only 51% have faith in democracy, whoop-de-frickin'-do. I don't care if 100% or 0%, it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant, but Axios apparently thinks it is relevant because the Politico dunderhead that may have once been part of the White House apparently doesn't know or doesn't care that we are not a democracy. Never have been and hopefully never will be, because the moment we are, remember, majority rules, there is no protection for the ultimate minority in a democracy, and that is the individual. It's what the vast majority of people want. They want to vote them the largesse of whatever's coming into your paycheck so that they can have it. They can take it. Well, actually, they'll take a little bit of it because the government will keep most of it. That's how democracy works, folks. And that is not what we are or should be. So an article like this really ticks me off, Super Don. And you didn't tick me off, this article, because it's the highest level of ignorance in evidence of the American people not knowing what form of government they are supposed to have. And that's not me just nitpicking.
Here's my question, because, so it started off, it was supposed to be a republic.
Yeah.
Somewhere
Republican form
along,
of government, very important.
Somewhere along the way, there became the idea of we are a democracy.
20th century, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you FDR, ask anybody,
socialism.
Most people, most people, if you say, oh, is this a democracy? They'd be like, yeah, it's a democracy, because it's become just an accepted thing. So where along the way did we lose sight of it being a republic versus a democracy?
Well, the more that the government controlled the education of the people, the more it had an incentive, of course, to go, hey, you know what? We can change the future by changing the children's education, and then by the time they grow up, they'll forget what form of government they grew up in, and that's successful. This is why I call public schools government indoctrination centers. You have to unlearn most of what you learn about government in public schools today, because they will teach you that we're a democracy. And you'll hear it all over the leftist news rags. Democracy, democracy, save this democracy. But the Republicans are guilty of this too. They will fall prey to the same thing. Like, the word doesn't matter. It doesn't have a definition. The fact that it's not mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, the fact that our founders abhorred democracy because they knew what a brutal form of government it is, and how it runs roughshod over the rights of the ultimate minority, that is the individual. Right? Not just a group of individuals, but the individual. You, me. And if you don't get on board with whatever the majority believes, they will run over you. They will take, they will ostracize you. Look at what happens with mob rule mentality on the vaccine issue. Right? They've convinced you, not you all, because I know you're here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know this already, of herd mentality. Well, yeah, it's herd mentality, but herd immunity. Not any different. Herd mentality. They've convinced you that vaccines are sacrament, mana from the medical heaven. And then anybody who doesn't want to comply with government edicts, government medical edicts, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism has laid down the law. Y'all get in line. Roll up your sleeve, drop your drawers. We're coming in with the needles. You don't do that, we're going to tell everybody that you're a danger to society. Right? You're a danger to the herd. And the herd believes you're that danger or has been convinced that you're dangerous. And then they will start to implement ostracization. If I can say it, that's a hard word for me to say. Ostracize. They will ostracize you. Ultimately, and they will visit violence upon you. They are already willing to visit violence upon your children with a vaccine needle, a.k.a. Richard Pan and his ilk. But if you don't want the needle, they will visit a different kind of violence of you as they kind of remove you from society. Nope, you're not welcome here. You're not a member of our herd, our tribe. Listen, the Jews learned how a hard lesson in the Holocaust, World War II Nazi Germany. Put the Star of David on you. What are they going to put on the kids and the families who are not vaccinating to signal that they are not welcome? They are the danger to society. They are the dirty people. This is how they do it. They dehumanize you, and democracy is the way they can do it. If you have a Republican form of government that is rooted in the principle of individual liberty and defensive liberty, then there would never be the opportunity for the people to vote to take away your rights. By the way, you do not have a right to vote. The American people do not have a right to vote. The aliens do. No, the aliens don't. I'm just kidding about that. Voting is a privilege. You're not born with a right to vote. Did God gave you the right to vote? Well, what a vote, bro? What do you want to vote on? Did God throw an election? No. These are human things. Government is man-made. And, of course, you can decide if you want to be represented by people who are godly, people who are demonic. I mean, these are the things you get to decide, I guess. But the reality is there is no right to vote in America, and there shouldn't be, because it's not a right. It's a privilege. And that which is a privilege can be taken away for bad behavior.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
mother's milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it here on Election Day. For those of you listening live a couple of days later in UK, and you'll hear about it probably online anyway. So we'll abandon politics for the best part of the rest of the show, if we can. Maybe on the breaks we'll bring it back up. But, you know, talking about people that believe something that is a fiction, it is so easy to manipulate people. And I know I'm one of the people, I didn't know about this stuff. I had to unlearn to relearn what I know about even American governance and the origins. Now, if you're going to vote locally, you know, there's more control locally and in the state level. Again, getting up the federal, it gets very messy because there are those that have taken it over from without and within. But we also have issues of a very personal nature when it comes to our offspring, the next generation, our progeny, right? The idea was, you get married, you have kids, and you know that continues on the species. We are seeing devastating consequences of environmental destruction externally and internally. And one of the more egregious acts against, what would he say, fertility, is vaccination. One of the most egregious acts against procreation is vaccination. Because the more we learn about the toxic impediments to reproduction, the more we learn about a lot of it's coming in through these needles. And the one that's seemingly tipping it over the edge in terms of female fertility, perhaps male as well, is the Gardasil vaccine. Gardasil cervix, the whole HPV, hocus pocus vaccine, as Chris Barr, our buddy Not a Doc, talks about. Putting it over the top and destroying the ability of the human species to procreate. Other than, hey, we got test tube babies, we got in vitro fertilization, we got drugs to cause you to spew out a million eggs, Clomid. They still use that. Now we've got all of this technology to do things that are pretty amazing, I'll admit. But just because we can, should we? What's the latest thing they're going up on Craigslist? Hey, I got a girl embryo. I already have a girl. I don't want another girl. I'll swap you this girl embryo if you've got a boy embryo. Now, I don't know if this is happening on Craigslist, but give it time, Super Don. Give it time. But there's something...
Well, you're not too far off. How about Facebook?
It's on Facebook. Oh, my gosh. Not kidding. Folks, you have the ability to now go, yeah, I don't think I want another girl. Hey, maybe I could trade for a boy. And we're talking about fertilized embryos that are frozen that would then be implanted. And I'm thinking here, what about all the kids that don't have moms and dads that have been put up for adoption, that are in shelters? Or what about them? You know, there are plenty of boys and girls. Could that not be a viable option? We have to have frozen embryos and we're trading them on the open market. I don't know if you call it an open market. But I'm just disturbed a little bit by this, Superdon. I don't know about you.
It bothered me when I saw this because I did not realize. No, I don't know. I guess I haven't kept up on in vitro fertilization news, right? Mm-hmm. Listen, test tube babies have been around for a long time. But apparently, there's a story of this lady here that she wanted to have a girl. Mm-hmm. And her husband had done this in vitro fertilization, which is not cheap. So these people must have money because they tried it the first time and they got a boy embryo. So they tried it again, boy embryo. Tried it again, boy embryo. And kept doing this until they had like 10 boy embryos. And they're like, you know what? We can't keep trying here. Let's see if we can just trade. So they posted on like some Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to try and trade with people who have girl embryos. And I'm going, isn't there something like morally and ethically wrong here where you're creating life, which I consider an embryo to be life, and then you freeze it. Yeah, you freeze it. And then you trade it like Garbage Pail Kids cards or something.
Yeah. You know? I feel it too, Super Don. It's not
just
you.
Wrong.
I'm a little bit old fashioned, perhaps, but I think it's an okay way to go about it. You make them the old fashioned way. But I understand a lot of folks that want babies that are infertile or less than optimal in fertilization capacity, men and women. But this is due to environmental degradation. We talk about
this. Is your life? This is your child, your blood, your you can just trade it like it's Hot Wheels cars or something.
No, I would ask these people to look deep within their hearts and look to these children who don't have homes, even young babies, and find a way. I know there are high hurdles to adopt, but maybe there's a way through that too. But there's a lot of stuff going on with children that I don't even want to discuss, and y'all know what I'm talking about. We're going to come back and talk about superbugs instead. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
Polls closed at 7 o'clock Eastern Time in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. Voters across the country experienced long lines, broken machines, and even humidity playing a part in election voting in North Carolina. The voters I spoke to, though, said it was worth it for them to get out and vote.
And I never seen anything like this before.
And I'll wait as long as it takes to get my vote in, so hopefully everybody else feels the same way.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan joined Fox News and said people need to remember one thing. It's always about the economy.
We do think we should be talking about our strong economy because it's been spectacular, and the Democrats are talking about rolling back and raising taxes, more spending. They're proposing to basically undo all the good progress that we've been having.
Former Vice President Joe Biden came out and said today he'd be dumbfounded if the Democrats don't win the House by a comfortable margin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events in the show notes. I think one of the events is listed. That's tomorrow. Those of you listening live, Wednesday, November the 7th, we'll be at the Orem store. We're going to be in Salt Lake City, Sugar House store of the Redmond Heritage Farm Store. Broadcasting live outside the box. Ty Bollinger will be on 30 minutes earlier for an entire hour. And then I did land my good buddy Michael Terrell of Whole Tones. We're going to talk about some pretty cool advancements with the Whole Tones music that's available, not only for the Christmas season, but year-round. So we confirmed that Super Don for Wednesday, so we're set up for tomorrow for that.
Excellent. Sugar House.
Yeah, I do have an announcement for the Tampa Bay area. Stand by. It looks like we've got another event coming up before the year's end in Tampa. So for now, we've got a Superbug story. Now, most of the superbug stories we cover are in the United States, but we do have many listeners in Europe, particularly in the United Kingdom, which is Brexited. Hopefully that'll continue. And I'd like to see that just dissolve the European Union, allow for each country to determine its own future. Don't violate the rights of other the people of other countries. But the whole point of EU is a supranational, unelected, bureaucracy. Not good for your self-determination. But if we're to learn about superbugs being deadly, that's not new news. The question is, how many people does it kill in the European Union? And who is the cause of all these superbug deaths? I think you know.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatment. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
Well, in the United States, and I think it's true in most of Europe, you can't just go to the pharmacy and buy an antibiotic. Correct me if I'm wrong, all my Euro buddies, but I know in Mexico, I think you could just go in and get it, anything you want, but not so in the United States, Canada, or the European Union. And these antibiotics, the wonder drugs that they were claimed to be in the 20th century, are killing 33,000 people in Europe every year. 33, according to a new report. The burden of infection measured in the number of cases, attributable deaths, and disability-adjusted life years of these superbugs is equivalent to that of flu, tuberculosis, what they call HIV, which is a scam, AIDS, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, ECDC. So kind of their CDC is called ECDC. And if there was a rock band called ECDC, I probably wouldn't listen to them. ACDC, that's another story. But they're saying that these deaths come as a direct consequence of infection due to bacterial resistance to antibiotics. This is in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal this past Monday. So this is a staggering figure, folks. Stan, I hope you're sitting down. I'm standing up. I can handle this, but sit down. Scientists believe that around 70% of bacteria that cause infection, according to their terminology, are already resistant to at least one antibiotic. 7 out of 10 infections already resistant to at least one class of antibiotics. Not 3 out of 10, not 1 out of 10, not 5, 7 out of 10.
That, you know what, if that doesn't scare people, then I don't know what would. I mean, yeah. 70%.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And 3/4 of these, like Dr. Batar mentioned yesterday, are caused nosocomial. That means caused within doctor settings, hospital settings, clinic settings. They're associated with acquiring them there. Again, not out on the school playground necessarily. Yes, we've heard of MRSA in high schools, but how many of those high schools are harboring antibiotic-resistant strains of Staphylococcus aureus because these kids are on antibiotics like candy, like I was when I was a child. And they already know better, but they don't acknowledge what we acknowledge here. There are other ways to reduce or eliminate active infections, and number one on the list is silver. The ion, the silver ion, is devastating at micrograms to what grams of antibiotics can't do anymore. And it does so without intoxicating or damaging your other systems and organs, and actually heals tissue. So silver hydrosol, number one on my list. Increasing selenium levels enhances the immune function, the defense of the cells. Taking flora. Right? Repairing the gut, the seat of the immune system. We talk about silver aloe protocols. We talk about Alta Silica for the lining of the gut. We talk about the Cangest from Alta to help repair gastrointestinal function, liver, gallbladder, everything. All of these things precede even the infectious state or will help you to overcome the antibiotic destroyed state that now has led to your inability to rely on an antibiotic, even if you wanted to. Antibiotics are chemo. I want you to hear it. When they say antibiotics, I want you to hear chemo. Chemotherapy, not very therapeutic. It's very toxic. Yes, in some cases it can be life-saving, but even in those cases, if you know how to do other things, you may never have to resort to the antibiotics that don't work in 7 out of 10 cases, according to their own stats. Phosphorus is the homeopathic remedy that will address any kind of systemic infection that comes with fever in adults. Homeopathic belladonna for children. When you're dealing with staph aureus, even MRSA, the homeopathic remedy is always hypersulfur calcarium. Hypersulfur for short, and you can do comprehensive complex. It's like, you know, in my injury here, you can see I'm getting better. I'm moving my hand around a lot. It's really, I did air quotes for the first time, Super Don. I don't know if you saw that on the YouTube. I did air quotes with both hands. So my fingers are all moving better. But I did the first aid for mind and body because it has Symphytum. Symphytum is bone set or, what is that, topical? Comfrey. It's the same thing, but in homeopathic form, it's Symphytum. Symphytum is in here among many other things. So, like I say, with hypersulfur, that's the single ingredient. But if you have an infection remedy that has more than hypersulfur, homeopathic, that's okay too. Now, what about parents? What are they doing that is also not so good about this? We're going to get to that in a moment, but I want to get into Europe because they're doing some good things. While 33,000 Europeans are dying every year due to antibiotic-resistant microorganisms, Europe has moved to limit antibiotic use in livestock. According to this article in Forbes, it leaves the U.S. In the dust again. The antibiotic dust, apparently. But not so fast, because if you read this article, they expect this new legislation in the EU to take place by effect by 2022, which would limit the use of antibiotics in livestock only in the case of an illness, as opposed to, well, this is how we factory farm. This is how we grow them in a factory setting, a CAFO setting. We don't let them go outside. We feed them horrible things, and they're sick their whole life, so let's keep them on it just to keep them alive. And by the way, bonus time, the antibiotics fatten them up for slaughter so we can get more money for these animals that wouldn't have been this fat had they not been intoxicated and destroyed intestinally with antibiotics. So good on the EU for doing something, but bad on the EU for waiting till 2022. Now, here's the solution, Europeans, as it is for all Americans. You have to make better choices. Don't wait for an unelected bureaucracy. And in America, don't wait for a dunderheaded elected, unelected bureaucracy as well to save you from antibiotics used in livestock growing, CAFO factory farms. Stop eating food from factory farms. And yes, that means you Chick-fil-A lovers out there, too. I know this is going to... Now I've lost the rest of my audience. Everybody loves Chick-fil-A. Don't pick on Chick-fil-A. They're closed on Sundays. They're good religious people up at the highest end. Listen, they still are engaged in CAFO practices, factory farming their chickens. And tell me, is the stuff that they use to fry their birds in, what oils are they using? Is it non-GMO? And are there organic grains on the frying stuff that they coat these chickens that you love so much at Chick-fil-A? Or is it puncturing holes in your gut because there's glyphosate in them, their chicken coverings? Just asking. I know, bearer of bad news on election day. Sorry, not sorry. And finally, you moms and dads out there, I haven't picked on you enough. Parents, according to the survey, saving leftover antibiotics to share for later. This is not the same as saving the Halloween candy to eat for later. That's bad enough if it's not organic and non-GMO. But you're going to save the antibiotics that have devastated the guts of your kids if they run through it and you have extra? Think clearly about this. Is this the best idea you've ever had? And I know people who have done that. I know the thought form. Super Don, you even said that you have done that in your past. I'm not mad at you. That's not what I'm not mad at you, Super Don.
No, yeah, I mean, years ago, you know, I can remember doing that where it was you got the antibiotics, and I did exactly what they say you're not supposed to do, right? Where
right,
it's like,
right.
You know, when you take it, you know, you're supposed to take it all. No, there were on a few occasions where, it, you know, I took it, and then I was felt 100% better, and it was like, I'm not going to keep taking these because I don't want to take them anymore. And so you ended up with some extra left over, and, you know...
Save it just in case next time.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah.
So here's the problem with that. It's born of ignorance. Granted, I'm not... Oh, y'all are ignorant. I'm not yelling at you. No, I'm not, because I was just as ignorant about antibiotics. I was raised on antibiotics. So if you had extra, you're like, wow, I got to hoard these antibiotics. People in the prepper groups, they find a way, let's get some antibiotics and hoard them and save them. Now, antibiotics do go bad. They do become ineffective over time. And, of course, as we know, 7 out of 10 of these microbial infections, according to the EU, and the doctors there are saying, are already resistant to one or more antibiotics. So what do you do? If you want to hoard something, start buying loads of sovereign silver and argent in 23. Yes, you can have a backup homemade generator, but don't use it unless you have to. It's a zombie apocalypse, and turning blue is not of concern to you. Because that's the risk. You have no idea what you're making. But, and again, a total societal breakdown, who cares? I get it. I'm with you there. But in terms of safety and being ready, you want to hoard something, hoard selenium. Get good probiotics that have shelf stability, shelf-stable type probiotics that you don't need to refrigerate, for instance, for those times. And, of course, the silver hydrosol. And all the things that enhance immunity. Begin to grow your own echinacea. You can do that in North America. Maybe in Europe as well. You can do things that do not require hoarding of antibiotics that, yes, maybe life-saving in certain circumstances. But I would say 9 out of 10, maybe 99 out of 100 times, we can do things that don't require resorting to antibiotics that are rapidly failing, even in the cases where you think they are most needed. So it's a process of learning. This is why, you know, I wrote the book Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger to give you some ideas even for first aid care, which is why I didn't have to go to the doctor to have, I didn't have a compound fracture poking through the skin, but basic things, people are like, wow, you really could do that at home? Yeah, you could. You can. I didn't have to resort to ibuprofen, acetaminophen, or the really nasty opioids either. And yeah, it hurt for the first 24 hours, but I got it knocked down pretty quick with the Arnica, with the CBD. And the other thing, white willow is another great pain reducer. That's the basis for aspirin, without being aspirin. All right, folks, we're going to go to aliens from outer space next. Yeah, we are. No, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, anytime I hear the term cigar-shaped alien probe, I just get a little nervous.
Does Don't it make you think of Bill Clinton? Is that what you got going on there? Or what?
It just makes me clench. I suddenly clench. I'm like, I don't know what you mean by cigar.
I thought there was a Clinton joke coming after that.
No, I was not going there, honestly. I was thinking in terms of... You know, the alien abductions and what you hear they do with their probe.
Sure.
I'm like, I hear, again, cigar-shaped alien probe, and I immediately go, clench up. Don't go near me.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Coffee Enema Man.
Well, look, that's different than a cigar-shaped alien probe. I have no idea. Are they doing coffee enemas up in the spaceship? I don't know. I've never heard of all the reports of abductions. Oh, yeah, I got abducted, and they gave me a coffee enema. My liver feels great. Never been cleaner. I've yet to hear somebody that came back from one of those places that said that. So, you know, it's not like the aliens work for the Gerson Clinic, and they end up dropping you off there, then they bring you back home, and you're like, hey, look, all cleaned out, all good. That's not what's happening. But when Harvard gets involved with this issue, it gets very interesting, very intriguing. And there is a report now about this very issue that I mentioned. And CNN is reporting it, so you know it's got to be real. Actually, they're reporting on something that came out of Harvard, and it is titled, Interstellar Object May Have Been Alien Probe. Harvard paper argues, but experts are skeptical. I don't know. Let's check in with a real alien and find out what he has to say.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
That's Marvin Martian, and he's upset with this article. I don't know if he's upset because Harvard reported on it or that CNN is bringing up skeptics about this issue, but this is a very strange object. Mysterious cigar-shaped object. Now, I've seen asteroids and comets and these pictures. This thing, it looks very... I don't know, Super Don. When you look at this thing, you're like, and the way it was behaving in space, tumbling and moving and accelerating, they're saying, hey, there's something else going on with this thing. This isn't all that meets the eye.
You know, normally when you see these types of stories, they come from sources where you kind of scratch your head and go, I don't know, I never heard of that website before. But the fact that this is being reported on CNN, and it is coming from a paper that was published by Harvard researchers, right, at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, they're raising the possibility that this object, which I will admit, of the various things that I've seen as far as like asteroids and comets and stuff like that, this particular object, it's dark red apparently in color, and it's 10 times as long as it is wide, traveling 196,000 miles per hour. The shape of it, they said it's shaped kind of like a cigar, according to what I've seen, it is. I've never seen anything like this before. And they're basically what they're saying is that the features of it, and the way that it's traveling, the trajectory, the way that it's passed through the solar system, it's very unusual for anything else that they've seen. So they're just positing, right, this theory that perhaps it could possibly be of, alien origin. And
the Hawaiian,
can we say for sure that we can't say for sure it isn't?
No. Hawaiian telescope, so they named it Oumuamua. I don't know how to say that. Oumuamua. Meaning a messenger that reaches out from the distant past. And, you know, folks, I'm not worried about alien invasions particularly because we've already got that going on in our own country, and there are domestic aliens in many cases, and that might be more concerning. But we've come to the same conclusion, Super Don, to think that we're the only life that God created in all of the universes, it's a little bit arrogant, a little bit ethno or earth-centric at this point. And there's a lot of stuff that we probably don't know that has gone on for a long time. In fact, reading into the biblical text, reading Zechariah Sitchin, things like that, you begin to say, hey, man, there's some weird technologies that have been around. Those of you watch the Ancient Astronaut Theorist, my wife likes that show. I forget what that's called. But anyway, folks, it's just an intriguing article that Harvard is acknowledging perhaps this is an alien life form. I don't know. Or a probe. But in either case, for them to say, cigar-shaped alien probe, everybody clench, and then we'll move on. we've done our alien duty for the day. I know a lot of you like it when we do alien talk, but I'm telling you, there is technology out there that we have no earthly idea. These are black box. Where do you think all the trillions have gone? The Pentagon said, we misplaced it. I don't know. You think NASA ate it up? No, there's stuff going on, folks. I'm just saying. For now, we're going to take a break. When we come back after the news, Jeffrey Jackson's going to join us. I will update you on a Tampa event coming up. And let's talk about your grandparents, because the power to heal is there.
Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.